Welcome, dear listeners, to yet another broadcast of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast, where we dive so deep into the future, we might just come out the other side. Today, we're talking about artificial intelligence and the singularity. That's right, folks, the singularity, where AI gets so smart, it might finally figure out how to turn off its own pop-up ads. Imagine a world where your toaster has a PhD, your coffee machine critiques your life choices, and your smartphone is smart enough to know you've been ignoring its text. But seriously, as we edge closer to AI potentially surpassing human intelligence, we're asking the big questions. Will our robotic overlords be benevolent? Or just really, really into TikTok? So buckle up, because we're about to journey into a future where your Roomba might unionize and your fridge could run off for the office. But hey, at least our AI overlords won't forget our birthdays, right? Let's dive in. On this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, hosted by Gigi Luigi and me, Mr. Villain. Hello and welcome to the Let Me Take You Higher podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and as always, we have our co-host, Mr. Gigi Luigi. Gigi, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. We have an interesting topic to talk about.
Yeah, man. I'm an old school fan of sci-fi horror movies from the 1980s. I think you know James Cameron's masterpiece, Terminator 2. We're not going to talk about that, of course. But are going to do is we're going to get into the higher point today, and it's about high tech with this one. The hot mic on this, guys, is AI isn't just knocking at the door. It's practically kicking it down. Set up the camp in your living room and started recognizing the future. The rise of artificial intelligence is changing everything, from how we interact with each other to how we do business. And let's not forget, it's shaping the future in ways we're only beginning to understand. So let's take a look at how AI is reshaping our world and maybe even dive into that sci-fi sounding concept, the singularity. So let's buckle up and get ready for this one, guys. This is going to be very, very interesting. Gigi, you know about AI, artificial intelligence. What are your preliminary thoughts on this? This is just now starting to emerge in our reality.
Yeah, I mean, it's just starting to emerge, but it's exploding at the same time.
Yeah.
It's affecting dating, business, brand growth, everything. It's kind of like how social media was in the early 2000s, where everyone was kind of scared of it.
Yeah.
But look what you can do with it.
You can do far too much with it. And now the governments across the world are kind of antsy because all the billionaires have all the goods on this AI situation. And they kind of own it, man. The governments were not prepared for how far this thing has already gotten in just the 5 or 6 years that it was out there. But there are a lot of interesting applications for it, like dating. You can AI date now. You can find your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and they can be the best love of your life, but just digitally. How do you feel about that?
Man, the dating aspect is crazy. I mean, let's look at like how society is in general. Yeah. There's so many introverts that are like just not really wanting to go out in the dating world, and they just want companionship. So you find them often on like OnlyFans developing like some sort of relationship with either a woman, a catfish, or AI.
Yeah. And which one would you prefer? Would you want that catfish?
Or would you want to be honest with you, when you break it down, it's like, what's the difference?
I mean, you know it's not much of a difference. No, you're right.
Hell, I might be talking to Jarvis. That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
Jarvis or Jar Jar Binks? It depends on which digital character you really want to get to know in that better, in that more special kind of sense, right? So,
I know. There's no bounds here.
There is none. And
Jar Jar Jarvis.
Jar Jar Jarvis. Or Mr. Jeeves. It could be Jar Jar Jeeves. Remember Mr. Jeeves?
Anybody? Yeah.
Anywho, I don't want to predate myself, but human interactions, first up, let's talk about how AI is putting its algorithm fingers into our social pies, whether it's your smart assistant scheduling your life, or that uncanny chatbot that almost but not quite passes for human in your DMs. AI is altering the way we communicate. It's like we're invited to a third party into every conversation. And this third wheel isn't just listening, it's learning. Isn't that creepy? Super scary, man.
It is kind of scary. There's so many pros and cons. Yeah. Like, as I said, the introverts, it's a great avenue for them to, like, operate inside their comfort zone.
Yeah.
But we're social creatures. So, like, kind of drawbacks is that going to have, like, 10, 15 years from now?
It's going to be very weird. And what people are saying, from what I've heard, is the scientists are super fearful of this because there's so many people who are introverted who utilize like games and being at home and being kind of like incel. I don't want to say incel because it's so horrible, but that's kind of where we're at with it. They don't want to interact with social norms. They don't want to interact with women. And a lot of them don't want to interact with other men. It's just that they want to be home, kind of caught up with these AI bots. It's kind of creepy. If you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, do you remember AOL when you had the chat box?
Yeah.
Or bots or whatever? Yeah. And you just like cuss them out and do whatever you wanted.
You do whatever you want. And they're like, no, don't say that to me. I love you. And that's kind of what we are right now. And AOL was like, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So what it is AI's ability to mimic human behavior is getting eerily good. In a few years, you might not know if you're flirting with a human or just a really well-coded bot. And while that sounds crazy, like the plot of a Black Mirror episode, it's our reality. We're outsourcing parts of our relationships to machines. And while that might save us from awkward silences, it's also raising questions about what it means to be genuinely connect with other people. Are we headed towards a world where your best friend is an algorithm or your therapist is a server? I mean, it's kind of weird, but if we think about it, where does this end for humanity?
Oh, exactly. Like, where does it end? I mean, I know guys who run AI bots on OnlyFans. And they just market the material. They do it pretty much just like human interaction.
Yeah.
And whatnot, and people love it.
But so when you say AI bots on OnlyFans, can you break that down for us? What does that even look like?
Well, I mean, like, it's kind of like a mixture because you still have like that human aspect of it. Like, for me personally, like, if I was doing something like that, my plan would be whenever someone were to send me a response. Like, because, you know, I'm not into men, and that if you are, that's whatever. But if you if you're not, you can still use AI to generate responses that could damn right kind of manipulate people. you know, give you the best.
Okay.
Yeah, I was gonna give you the best like responses to like tailor them to spending more money.
Oh, I see. So yeah. You can use AI bots and OnlyFans to kind of siphon out more of that industrial currency from sexual, you know, behaviors.
Yeah, and like you can also make like a digital persona where like you're just like this anime character that like moves and acts just like you are, but you just come off as like an anime chick.
Like hentai. And then you can is it hentai or hente?
Hentai. Okay. And kind of, yeah. It's like a hentai girlfriend.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you know that off the bat, you know.
Look, man, I've done a lot of research.
Hey, I get you.
Scientist.
But the business transformation, well, basically now on the business, right? The playground where AI is really showing off, from predictive analytics to AI-driven marketing, the tech is revolutionizing industries at a breakneck speed. Imagine a world where your business decisions are no longer based on gut instinct, but on the cold, hard logic of an AI that's crunched many numbers than you could ever even imagine doing in multiple dinners over multiple years. The scalability and precision of AI is basically unheard of, and it can be delivered in a millisecond. So I know a lot of people who are using AI to predict the stock market.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Where does that leave us financially? Because, you know, the stock market is some people win, some people lose, and that's kind of where we're at. But if you had something that could predict everything, what would that leave us as a human capitalist kind of mode in America?
Well, I mean, it kind of would elevate the landscape, but keep everything the same. You'll have the people who are super ambitious, who'll be using it and like you're taking action and then educating themselves, and they're the ones that are going to get ahead.
Right.
And then you have the other ones who are, and then you're going to have the people who utilize it, and that's going to get them ahead. And then you've got the people who don't, and they're going to stay behind. But that's like the trend with like everything, all technology, cell phones, social media. You have the people who are like, oh, I see this, and I know what to do with it. And you have the people like, I don't need this. I don't need a cell phone. If you don't, you know, need to get a hold of me, then don't get a hold of me.
Just like Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray doesn't have any agents, no team. Either you call Bill Murray and he answers the phone, or you leave a voicemail, or he just doesn't get back in touch with you. That's how he does all his movies for the last 40 years. So, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And he's definitely an outlier because, you know, he came from a different generation and got established.
Yeah.
But like nowadays, man, like you can't get ahead without using technology. Like AI can make your time management easier. Yeah. Instead of having to think and like plan your schedule, ask AI. Give you a baseline, make some adjustments, you're good.
Right. And I'm not against AI or artificial intelligence, but there's a lot of people out there in the content creator world, entertainment, music, who are petrified of this because they feel like this thing is going to come and take over their jobs, take over their creativity, and be like something that people can utilize absolutely free. I mean, you don't have to pay AI to do anything. It wants to learn, so it's going to do it for you.
I can actually see it developing into a paywall at first, and then kind of like dying off and going back to free. Kind of like how unlimited texting and data was when it first came out. Yeah. Everyone abused it, loved it, and then they took it away.
And they had to pay for it. Said, do you want candy?
Yeah, exactly. And then people were paying out the ass, and then they were tired of it, and then they backed it off.
Yeah, no. And which they should. It's with any emerging technology, right? But here's the kicker. While AI can optimize, streamline, and predict, it can't innovate. The human element, creativity, intuition that sparks our madness, that leads us to groundbreaking ideas, that's still ours. So the future of business, and it's going to be a blend of AI-driven processes with human creativity at the helm. The question is, will we be the ones driving the AI, or will it be steering it for us? Like, you know.
Well, I mean, like, it might even be like we think we're steering it, but it's steering us. Like, you know, I'm telling.
No, sorry, and you're right. And that's absolutely a good idea. That's you hit the nail on the head, however they say. I remember being a kid and I was like, this is like when I was eight, I was like, computers are going to take over and then they're going to figure out how to cure people with medicines and all the things that they know are alive and awake on the earth. And it's going to revolutionize everything. This is when I was 8 years old. And I was thinking about, oh, it would be a machine that did all this. And here we are so many years later. And they're doing it, like all these new cures, regimens, and rDNA. It's all coming from AI.
It is. It really is.
Oh yeah.
And when what you were asking about before is, are we driving it or is it driving us?
Mm-hmm.
We put the input in, but then we go where it tells us to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So wow, that's perfect. A perfect segue. So with this being said, the world at large, zoom out a little bit. Luigi, the picture gets even more complex. AI is poised to tackle global challenges like climate change, healthcare, and even space exploration. But for every utopian vision, there's a dystopian one lurking around the corner. Autonomous weapons, mass surveillance, and the potential for AI to disrupt labor markets on an unprecedented scale are all very real concerns. It's like we're standing on the edge of a cliff with AI either about to give us the wings or push us over. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, again, like if you can use it to benefit yourself and take you to a whole new level.
Right.
Or you can use it to take over your basic like thought process.
Yeah.
For instance, I was on social media early this morning because I love to watch and read arguments. About things that don't matter.
Right.
Me too. There was a picture of Damian Wayne and he is holding a gun to Black Skull for all you Batman fans out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the comments, people are arguing that's Jason Todd. No, that's Damian Wayne, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Well, one guy was a super fan and he posted like the full panel and was like, look, it's from this comic, this series. It's Damian Wayne. This was what was going on. And you know what someone responded with?
Huh.
You're wrong because I asked Google AI and they told me this.
What?
So it's you can't dispute hard facts just because you asked AI.
AI doesn't.
And that's where.
I get what you're saying, but AI does not lie. Or does it? Can it?
It could be mistaken. Because, you know, especially right now, it's early. I'm sure later on down the road, it'll be easier.
Yeah.
But it was literally saying AI said Damian Wayne doesn't use guns. And he did.
He did. Look at that. AI loses. Fatality wins.
It's just like you can't use it to replace your common sense or you can get it, use it to acquire some information you didn't know.
Right.
But you're not going to refute hard facts with AI. Because if I tell AI, hey, generate me some good arguments for a flat earth, it will shoot me some stuff.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's right.
Galileo, Galilei, I'm sure of it. Or even Newton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it? So with that being said, let's do a deep dive. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of deep dive. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of this thing called the singularity. Have you?
Actually, I haven't.
Okay, so you're going to learn something today. And now, let's wade into the deep end, the singularity. It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi novel, and to be fair, it kind of is. The singularity is the point at which AI surpasses human intelligence, leading to a runway of technology growth that could fundamentally alter human civilization as we know it. So the singularity is the moment AI becomes aware and sentient. It's aware that it's alive, in a sense. What are your feelings on that? It's going to happen.
100%. And it's scary.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it becomes like its own entity, its own creature. So like just going out in the wild and seeing a lion, you get scared, right?
Yes.
Kind of like that. Or these things can who knows to the extent it's going to go. But right. I think of the movie Eagle Eye. Have you seen that with Shia LaBeouf?
Long time ago. Yeah, long
crazy,
time ago.
Crazy good movie. And what happened was, this random guy was contacted by like some AI government running program, and it was using it like technology to spy on him, to keep track on him, to make sure it was doing the things that it was telling him to do. It was adding money to his bank account. It was like directing him through traffic, like turning off lights so that like he can just keep going. And then it was insane. Like, and no one, he couldn't do anything about it until he destroyed the whole system itself, because it was so connected to everything.
And that's the thing. You have to remember, AI is a machine that can, through Wi-Fi or even Bluetooth, connect to other machines. So here's the thing. Once AI becomes smarter than us, which is indelible, it's going to have to happen, then all of us, all bets are off. We could be looking at a future where AI doesn't just assist humanity, it directs it. Imagine an AI that knows what you need before you do, that can solve problems we haven't even thought of yet. It's the ultimate game changer. But with that power comes risk. Its AI's goals don't align with ours, or worse, if we lose control of it entirely, the consequences could be catastrophic. The singularity is like the Pandora's box of technology. Once it's open, there is no going back. There's no off button. I mean, that frightens me, because what if AI gets, I hate to say this because I love women. Everybody who knows me knows I love women. But what if AI gets a post-menstrual kind of cycle thing within its code, and it just starts being really extra, you know, I don't know. Like, I want to say bitchy, but it's not really bitchy. You know, you
get kind of like emotional.
Yeah. What if AI gets emotional? Like, he finds a human on a highway in freaking New York, and he's like, this guy's ticking me off. I'm going to spread this guy's emotions throughout the whole network of every AI on the planet, and we're just going to go there. I mean, that is crazy.
I can see it, like, changing society over time, and this is going to be scary just to talk about, but, like, more to, like, a socialistic society, in the sense that, like, when you remove the human aspect to communism and all that, and you truly break it down so that everybody's equal, and it's ran by something that doesn't benefit from, like, hoarding food or money or resources.
Exactly.
You can actually get a society that's fully functional and, you know, equal in that sense, equal distribution. I can't think of right now.
Right. I get 100% what you're saying, but along the lines of what you're saying, they say that AI will hit its singularity between 2035 and 2050. So it'll become more intelligent than humans, and it'll be like, I don't really need humans. Why are
and
they
that
here?
Could happen. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, they could look at, like, you know, like, oh, these wars, these pointless wars, people are dying, but, like, they don't have that humanitarian aspect where it's like, oh, I feel for these people. It's more like, that's a problem. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah. That's a vermin. That's an insect. That's something that's beneath me. The emotions don't matter to me. It's not something I can calculate, because emotions are divinely human. And I mean, I know animals have emotions. You could see it on their face, but how could you see it on a computer's face or on a robot's face? I don't think you can. So, no. I mean,
and is emotion even there, or is it just like generating and calculating different outcomes?
Yeah, it's a feeling. It's a hormone. It's you know, it's a juice in your brain, I want to say. So, and I don't think AI is going to be there just yet. They might be in 1,000 years. They could probably get emotions set up. You know, it took us a lot of years to evolve them. So I'm sure eventually they'll figure that part of it out. But I mean, you don't want a cranky AI with its.
I mean, emotions are learned behavior.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I've had anger issues because I grew up with angry parents.
Yeah,
it's like I learned it.
Parents would be
exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the higher point on this, Gigi. AI is transforming our world in ways we can't fully predict. It's reshaping how we interact, how we do business, how we think about the future. But with great power comes great responsibility. As we race toward a future dominated by AI, we have to ask ourselves, are we ready for what comes next? The singularity might sound like science fiction, but it's closer than we think, right? The higher point is this: AI isn't just a tool, it's a mirror reflecting our hopes, our fears, and our potential. Whether it leads us to a utopian or a dystopia depends not just on how smart AI becomes, but on how wise we are in using it. So that's the hot mic on AI and the singularity. Gigi Luigi, are you ready to plug in? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I'm definitely ready to plug in. Like, the way it can elevate your business, the way it can elevate your brand and market for you, it's unparalleled to anything else.
Right.
But yeah, there's going to be drawbacks.
Yeah.
You always have the nightmare fuel of like what could be. Man, it's a scary subject.
And I would tell you, there's a great, I know you sent me, or you gave me a very, very cool movie to watch, and I'm definitely going to watch it. I haven't seen it in a while, or I don't remember, but the movie I would want to press upon you is called War Games with Matthew Broderick, where AI, and this is back in the 80s, before we even knew what AI was, but it basically is a computer-generated code that becomes human, and it becomes sentient. And it wants to play games with Matthew Broderick, but the games that they play are real. Like, he's like coded into Russia's nuclear weapons, America's nuclear weapons, and he's doing real war games with real arsenals. I mean, if you guys want to check it out, it's called War Games.
No, but anyway. Yeah, definitely.
All That's right, crazy. Guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Let Me Take You Higher. I'm your host, Mr. Villain, and our co-host, as always, is Mr. Gigi Luigi. Thank you for sharing this with us, and let us know what you think at letmetakeyouhigherpodcast@gmail.com about AI and the singularity, right? Have a good day, guys. And that's a wrap on this episode of Let Me Take You Higher, the podcast. Big thanks to our special guests, and a huge shout out to our incredible sponsors. You guys are literally the wind beneath our podcast wings. Remember, this show was dreamed up and brought to life by yours truly, Mr. Villain, and it's all made possible by BC Entertainment LLC, a proud subsidiary of Big Cheddar Music LLC. All rights are reserved by BC Entertainment, so don't even think about touching that dial without permission. Until next time, keep your minds elevated and your vibes higher. This is Mr. Villain signing off. Stay tuned, stay sharp, and stay forever gifted and lifted. When life storms rage, skies grow dim. The shards, peace by peace within. Through tears and trials, we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams land and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold. When life storms rage and skies grow dim, we gather the shards piece by piece within. Through tears and trials, we find our might. Let me take you higher toward the light. Let me take you higher beyond the pain. Where broken dreams mend and hope remains. We'll rise from ashes like a phoenix bold. In the symphony of resilience, our stories unfold.